From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the United States is raising the amount of aid to Pakistan to $150 million. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says Clinton addressed Pakistan's plight in a speech to the United Nations.
Secretary Clinton used her speech to the UN General Assembly to try to drum up more international assistance.
It is difficult to overstate the scope of this catastrophe. And unfortunately, we believe it is likely to get worse before it gets better.
Today's meeting opened with a dramatic video to give donors a sense of the scope of the disaster. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said on his recent visit he saw what he described as a sea of suffering, with village after village washed away. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The government's point man for overseeing the Gulf oil spill says BP's well there could be permanently shut down by mid-September. From member station WWNO, Eileen Fleming says that Allen has authorized the final steps needed before that work can begin.
National Incident Commander Thad Allen says he wants the blowout preventer installed by the Deepwater Horizon replaced before mud and cement is pumped into the bottom of the blown-out well.
We are very, very close to the end. This gets to be a very, very complex evolution, and there are no black and white choices here, and this has required a significant amount of discussion.
Allen says pressure testing will be done through Saturday to determine the best way to remove equipment that's been subpoenaed for the investigation into the Deepwater Horizon explosion. The Department of Justice will be in charge of preserving the evidence. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
One of Major League Baseball's best pitchers is facing a six-count federal indictment over allegations that he used performance-enhancing drugs. Roger Clemens still denies the accusations, and his attorney, Rusty Hardin, says his client is not interested in a plea bargain.
Roger is looking forward to his day in court. He's happy this has finally happened. We have known for some time this was going to happen. And now that they are ready to move forward, we are, too, and we'll let everything get taken care of in courts.
A trainer who once worked with Clemens told a congressional panel that he personally injected the athlete with steroids on several occasions. President Obama is pressing the Senate to pass stalled legislation to aid small businesses. Mr. Obama says the bill is needed to create more jobs. The president says the measure would also eliminate taxes on key investments in small firms and make it easier for community banks to increase lending. Republicans object to more federal funding. The president's appeal comes as the conference board reports a slight 0.1% growth last month. Investors showed their disappointment over reports of higher first-time unemployment claims last week. The Dow Industrials fell 144 points. The Nasdaq lost 36. This is NPR News. Israeli and Palestinian negotiators could soon restart direct peace talks. The State Department says the two sides are very close to an agreement on the issue. President Obama wants the talks to resume before September 26th. That's when the Israeli moratorium on Israeli construction in the West Bank is set to expire. Reuters News Service is reporting that the so-called Quartet of Powers has invited both sides to direct talks starting on September 2nd in Washington. A growing number of Americans believe incorrectly that President Obama is a Muslim. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, a new poll also finds fewer Americans think the president is a Christian.
The survey by the Pew Research Center found only about one in three Americans believe President Obama's professed faith as a Christian. That's down from about half who believed that when he first came into office. Meanwhile, almost one in five Americans have come to believe, falsely, that Mr. Obama is a Muslim. Pew President Andrew Kohut says most of those are people who disapprove of the president.
It's part of, I think, of a mindset of people who are personally critical of Obama, saying, well, you know, he's not like us.
43% of those polled say they don't know what the president's religion is. The survey was conducted before Mr. Obama weighed in on controversial plans for a mosque near Ground Zero in New York. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A small ancient statue confiscated in Canada is heading home to Greece after 3 years of negotiations. The 5-inch-tall marble bust was taken out of Egypt during the country's colonial era. It was seized by Canadian customs agents. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.